Everybody,
thank you, Jesus.
I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's great to be in the house of the Lord this morning. You may be seated, but as you're sitting, if you'll grab your Bibles and turn to Mark chapter 16 and verse number 5. Mark 16 and verse number 5. As you're turning there, my message today is going to be, Lord willing, it's going to be short and sweet, but we've got something here that I believe that we need to get a hold of. So my title of my message here today is Preparing to Meet Jesus. Preparing to Meet Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place this morning. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so if you'll stand with me for the reading of the word, Mark 16, verse number 5. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. And they were afraid. Verse number 6, and he said unto them, Be not afraid. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen and not here. Behold the place where they laid him. If you will pray with me that God will anoint me and touch me this morning, that I may preach with boldness and courage. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, let the Holy Ghost wash over me. Dear God, I want to be a vessel. Mighty God, I want to be a servant. Speak through me this morning, dear God. I want to be used of you, dear God, to get your message across, dear God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, open the ears to hear what your spirit would say into the church, dear God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated. The day we have to look forward to, and something that is drawing closer, is the day that we go to be with Jesus. I don't know about you, but I am sick and tired of living in this world. I have a mission that I'm going to accomplish here on earth, but I'm ready to go home. I grow tired and weary of this world. I grow tired and weary of the things of this world. But I'm looking forward and I'm keeping my eyes on the prize to be forever with my Lord Jesus Christ, dancing and praising and worshiping his name forever and eternity. So, Mark 16 and 5, I'm going to read this again. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were afraid. Verse number 6, and he said to them, Be not afraid, ye seek Jesus of Nazareth. In order to be able to meet Jesus one day, you have to seek him while you're on earth. You have to seek him with an earnest heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul, and with all of your strength. But seeking him, in a word, is more than just looking to see if he is real. It's more than just trying to figure out if there is a higher being in the world. It's more than just trying to see whether or not the name Jesus means more than just a word. But seeking Jesus is trying to find out if you can get a hold of the supernatural. You're getting a hold of something that is much more powerful than you are. To get a hold of something that is going to change your life forever. Of course, you got to go through the first three steps, the keys that Jesus gave to Peter, the keys to the kingdom. You've got to repent. That means you go to the altar and you say you're sorry for all that you have done with an honest heart and make a complete 360. That means that you change, not just say, God, I'm sorry, but you stop doing the things you did before. A complete 360. Then you are baptized in the only name, in the name of Jesus Christ. There is no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved, in the name of Jesus. And then you seek for the Holy Ghost. That means that you begin to give him praise and glory, expecting something to happen. And the Lord will fill you with the gift of the Holy Ghost, which is his spirit, which will dwell inside of you. And you begin to speak with other tongues as the spirit gives you utterance. So the first three steps have to be accomplished before the real seeking of Jesus begins. A relationship is to be established. A relationship with God means that not only are you just trying to go to church and just try to do the right thing, but you're trying to acquire a relationship with Jesus. That means that you try to get to know him better, his wants, his desires, the things that make him tick. And the way to do that There are two different ways. The first way is to read the Word of God. That is Jesus in a book. That explains his desires. That explains his wants. That explains his heart. That explains his desire for this world. Jesus' entire ministry was focused on one thing, reaching the lost. His entire life was dedicated to reaching our lost world. If you want to know the tick of Jesus, his tick was to reach the lost world and to see as many people go to heaven as possible. The man that was after God's own heart, David, the first time you see him mentioned in the Word of God, he was keeping his father's sheep. He was there watching over the lost sheep, protecting them and keeping them. The beginning and the tick of Jesus is that we reach the lost, that we get a hold and we go forth and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the name of the Son and the name of the Holy Ghost, which is Jesus. So I'm explaining to you the steps here, but the most important thing for us to do is that we seek Jesus with all of our heart. That means that we establish the relationship, we do the three steps we're supposed to do, and we begin to develop an ideal in our head that we want to be Christ-like. We want to be more like him. We want to put away the things that are holding us back and be like Jesus. That means that Jesus was bold. He was very bold. He preached the gospel, but he preached it in love. So our goal here on earth is to spread the gospel to as many people as we can before our appointed time to leave this earth. That is our number one objective. So as you seek Jesus, as you seek his will, as you seek the kingdom of God, you will find out what God wants you to do to spread this gospel. Verse number 7. But go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you unto Galilee. There ye see him as he said unto you. Okay, I'm going to create an analogy out of this scripture, so bear with me. He told him, go and spread the good news. Go and tell everyone that there is a Savior that can save you. Go and tell everyone that there is a way that you can be saved from your sin and from death. There is a way that you can live for God. There is a way that you can get rid of all the things that hurt you. There's a way that you can feel that emptiness inside of you, that you feel like there's no hope for you anymore. There's no reason to live anymore. Why am I living in a world where everything is just get what you want, but there's no meaning? There's nothing behind what I'm doing. Why? How can I get a hold of something that means something, get a hold of something that actually will fill that hole in my heart, something that will fill the desires I have? What can I get a hold of? Spread the good news. He told them to go and tell everyone that one has come to fill that hole inside of you. One has come that you could have everlasting life if you would drink of the water thereof. If you would just get a hold of the wonderful, beautiful name of Jesus. He said, hey, go and spread the good news. I have risen. I'm alive again. And now when you live for me, if you get a hold, if you seek my name, you will see me in heaven. You will actually have a reward for yourself if you get a hold of what you're supposed to. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you will just give God a hand clap of praise right now. Hallelujah. You may be seated. So he said, go and tell the disciples, because I'm going before you. And when your mission is done, you're going to be with me, forever with me. And your number one goal and objective in life is when you get to heaven and hear him say, well done, thy good and thy faithful servant. You've done a good job. You've done your mission on earth. You've witnessed to people. You've been a light into your dark world. You've had boldness. You didn't care about the things behind you, but you had your eyes on the prize and you lived for me with all of your heart. Well done. Enter in and have a good time praising and worshiping me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But you see, something a lot of people don't realize. We have our own little piece of heaven here on earth. You come to the house of God, you can get a taste of heaven now. You don't have to wait until the day you die to get a taste of heaven. You see, when you get to heaven, there is no light up there. It is lighted by the glory of God. So every single moment you live, every moment of eternity, you are going to feel the power and the joy of the Holy Ghost on your life. Every single moment, every single second of your, each and every day, you're going to feel the Holy Ghost on you. But in such a much more intense portion or dose than you can get here on earth. But we can get our little taste of heaven here. When you begin to praise, when you begin to worship, when you begin to shout, and you begin to say, I love you, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost falls upon you, you're getting a taste. But don't stop there. It's not the end of it. You get that taste when you first receive the Holy Ghost. It is something amazing you've never felt before. It's higher than any drug, better than any feeling you've ever had. But it doesn't end there. As you begin to praise more, as you begin to hit in the Holy Ghost more, it gets better and better and better as God gives you a greater portion and a greater portion and a greater portion. You see people begin to shout. People seem to be going crazy because the Holy Ghost takes control of not only their tongue but of their body, and they begin to shout and they begin to dance and they begin to praise God with all of their heart. It's a greater portion, a little bit of taste of what heaven's gonna be like. You can get a hold of it now, but the fact is, first you have to seek Him. This message is a message of encouragement. This message is just to get you, to make you understand. Once you get past that point, you don't stop. You don't stop at just receiving it once. You don't stop at just receiving it twice. You don't stop at just feeling a little bit, oh, yes, this is fine. Yes, I feel the Holy Ghost now. Okay, I'm done. No. You don't stop there. You push through to a greater blessing, because that is when you're endued with power from on high and are able to go unto all the world preaching the gospel to every creature. Matthew Tuttle, as you all know, I quote him a lot. He's one of my heroes. But Matthew Tuttle said that you could not reach my level of anointing until you've gone through the trials that I've gone through. Until you've gone what I've gone through. You've seen what I have seen. But there's something you can add to that. You cannot have His level of anointing until you've praised like He's praised. You can't have His level of anointing until you've worshipped like He's worshipped. You can't get His level of anointing until you're on your face crying tears for the lost. You can't have that level of anointing. You cannot have that level of a Holy Ghost until you get a hold of, I've got to praise with everything in me. Everything inside of me, I got to praise. I got to worship. I got to live for God with everything in me. It's about one. It's about Jesus. And I'm closing. Acts 2 and 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They had an experience there that they would not experience again until they reached heaven. The Holy Ghost was so strong that it was this a rushing mighty wind blew through the place. The shutters began to shake. All of a sudden, they felt something like they had never felt before. The Holy Ghost was in a power greater than they had ever experienced, they would ever know. They had a place, they had a taste of what heaven would be like. Once they taste heaven, what do? They went out and began to heal people. They went out and began to preach boldly. Stephen preached with all of his might. And he began to say, okay, I don't care what it takes. I don't care the persecution. I don't care the things that I get behind me. I'm just going to preach the word of God. He said, I will count it a blessing to suffer for my Lord Jesus. We're in a world where this message will be accepted by hungry hearts, but those that have hardened themselves to it will oppose us. You are going to be persecuted. People are going to laugh at you because you're different. But in their heart, they want what you have. They want what you have, because how can you have a smile on your face living in this world? Only through Jesus. How can you be happy? How can you have joy in this world? Only through Jesus. How in the world can you live with a smile on your face with everything that's going on? Killings and murders, overdoses. How can you live with a smile on your face in this world? Only through the blood of Jesus. Only because I have the joy of the Holy Ghost inside of me. Only because I have something to look forward to one day. Remember, your greatest example is through living the way God wants you. Your greatest example is not by what you say, but by what you do. If you live to the best of your ability for God, they will see that. They will recognize it, and they will want what you have. That's your greatest example. It's just living for God and showing people that God is good, God is great, and He can change your life. So I challenge you to not only every time you have an opportunity, try to get a hold of a greater blessing, to seek the Holy Ghost again. But I also challenge you that you would seek God daily. God, what can I do extra for you today? How can I do something even more than I'm doing now today? Can I give you a little more praise in this way today? Can I do something just a little extra? I know I have to work. I know I have a lot of things going on. I know there's plenty of distractions in my world to keep me occupied. But I want to do something for you. I want to please you today. To seek God with all of your heart. So my challenge is, seek God, and every time you get an opportunity, seek the Holy Ghost. Every single time you get an opportunity. And that means when you're praying at home, hey, the Holy Ghost is everywhere. He's omnipresent, omnipotent. He is everywhere. You can get a hold of Him. You're in your room praying, God, I love you. You just begin to tell him, okay, you see that my friend here, my cousin, my family member, they're not saved. I want you to touch them. Please, God. You just begin to pray. Pour out your heart. Believe me, if you begin to pray with an honest heart, you begin to praise a little bit. Say, oh, I love you, Jesus. The Holy Ghost will show up. You'll begin to feel a moving in your house. It doesn't matter. You will feel a moving of the Holy Ghost on you. You can do it wherever you are. Tell you this little story and then I'm done. My mom talks about how that there was a lady, she went to church and she prayed, but she didn't receive the Holy Ghost. Well, she went home and she was just, well, hey, I didn't get it today, but I'm going to keep on praising. So she just began singing praise to God. She just began to sing praise songs and hymnals. She just began to praise God and glorify Him. So she was there and in her house and, you know, just going along, having a good old time praising Jesus. And so she got ready and she went to go take a shower. Then all of a sudden she felt something. Hey, well, what is this? Because she was just praising. All she was doing is like, I'm going to wait until next Sunday to get the Holy Ghost. But hey, no, she was just praising Jesus. And all of a sudden something swept over her. And she received the Holy Ghost there in her house while she was taking a shower. Let me tell you something. He is anywhere you're at. God can show up. Anywhere you are, God can fill you with the Holy Ghost. If you will seek God's face, if you'll say, God, I'm sorry for what I've done. I want to change. I want to be baptized in Jesus' name. I want to receive this awesome gift of the Holy Ghost. I've seen people receive it. A change goes over their face. They begin to smile. They begin to jump. What I want what they have. Hallelujah. If you'll stand with me and begin to pray, begin to praise God and ask God, God, please, I want to seek you with all of my heart. I want to seek you with everything inside of me. I want to give my life to you, my God.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's